Just around the corner from the Raptors at State Fair, you could also find gardening expert Melinda Myers. Myers gives demonstrations twice a day, each day of the fair, and this year's no different.
This time, I took the portable recording equipment and met Melinda to find out what's on offer and what it takes to maintain a garden oasis in the midst of a busy fairground. Melinda Myers, thanks for having us out here.
Oh, it's always great. I love to show off the gardens. It's that green oasis among all the other exhibits here at Wisconsin State Fair.
Well, and I'm talking to you on kind of a warm day. It's not the hottest, probably won't be the hottest day of the fair, but it is warm out here, and you walk around the fairgrounds, and there's so much concrete, and the heat is just radiating from it. Let's talk about what's inside the garden area here at the We Energies Park.
You know, one of our goals is to really show wise use of energy, and gardening is one great way to do it. So we have a rain garden to trap water coming off the roof and channel it down through the groundwater instead of out into the storm sewer. We've got rain barrels to capture it and permeable pavers. So we're trying to keep water here in the garden. But my favorite part are all the beautiful gardens. And so we use plants to bring in pollinators, to entertain people, to create kind of a little getaway. The fair has lots of activity and fun things to do, but there's some shade here, there's some greenery. A little bit cooler here because of all the plants as well.
It is a little bit cooler. We're sitting in the shade, so it's obviously a little bit cooler, but you can definitely tell the plants are having an effect. And one of the gardens that really kind of interested me is this great combination of flowers and vegetables, which I don't know that people necessarily think of sort of co-locating.
You bet. You know, whether you're a small space gardener, you want the convenience of having your flowers with your vegetables. It's a great way. Vegetables are beautiful, and a lot of the new varieties really have colorful fruit or they're smaller scale, and they fit in nicely. We've got these copper towers that Steve from We Energy built to hold our tomatoes up, so it's attractive and functional as well. I've always mixed flowers and vegetables because when I was a small space gardener, I didn't have room and didn't want to give up eating or beauty, so I put them together. But more and more gardeners are doing this. Convenience, fun, just a little different look and feel for the garden.
Are there things you have to remember when you're doing that, though, so you don't necessarily plant things that are going to steal each other's sun or steal each other's water?
You bet. You always want to give plants the room they need to grow, whether it's a flower or a vegetable. And with vegetables, you want to give them plenty of space. You want to make sure that you're fertilizing in the spring when you plant, if needed mid-season, because they're going to use a lot of energy. Plants that produce fruit, tomatoes, melons, things like that, need the most sunlight. So give those the sunniest spot. Things like lettuce, we have a salad bar here that could go anywhere on a balcony or deck, but lettuce could make a nice annual ground cover in a shady location. So putting the plant where it is best suited size-wise and growing conditions is always good.
I'm also fascinated by the repurposed bowling balls you have in the garden.
I can't take credit for the artwork, but isn't that a great idea? You know, I'm big about recycling. I think gardeners like to upcycle, as they say. I have a popcorn tin with some salvia. The bowling balls are things that will attract kids. There's a new addition with a collage of all of us that participate in fair. So it's a fun little addition, and it's kind of, you know, you can put your memories on the bowling ball and use it in the garden.
And I imagine if you have an old bowling bag, it would make a nice container as well.
You bet. Punch some holes in the bottom. Repurposing is always fun. And I think it also brings your personality into the garden and makes it a little more special than the neighbor who can put their personality and their stamp on their own garden.
So we talked about the combination flower and vegetable garden. The pollinator garden is really a special spot as well.
You know, I think all of us are concerned about pollinators. They pollinate 90% of our plants, and 30% of the food we eat comes from plants pollinated, whether it's native bees, honeybees, butterflies, moths, or hummingbirds. So we created a beautiful garden that will get everyone's attention, but it also brings the attention of the butterflies and the hummingbirds and also the bees. And so it's a way to show people that you can have a beautiful garden and be good to the pollinators as well.
This is really just a postage stamp within the giant fairgrounds area, but can something even this size make a significant impact?
You know what? Even if you only have a window box, you'll make a difference. The bigger your space, obviously the better. I like to encourage people to team up with their neighbors as well. You know, two of you putting a garden side by side, masses of flowers, mixing it up so the pollinators don't have to travel far, variety of flower shapes and colors, and things that bloom in spring or summer or fall give you the best value. But any size, with a few pots filled with flowers, a container, or again, even in your vegetable garden, mixing in some flowers will help.
What are the biggest challenges in maintaining an oasis like this in amongst the concrete and the mini donuts vendors?
You know, I have to tell you, it's wonderful because I get to hang out with gardeners in a beautiful space. But Jerry Schaefer, who has managed watering and weeding, and Steve, who take care of the gardens throughout the summer, Karen, who manages all of us, I say it's like herding cats some days. It's constant care. The contractors help us plant it. We get donations from growers like Eberts and Bonnie, and we get a lot of people helping us with materials, and then the ongoing care, like any garden, is important, especially in a hot, dry summer like this. So coming to this oasis, I hope it inspires you to go back home and do a little weeding maybe, open up some new areas for gardening, and invite some of those pollinators, or put a few veggies in, or some pots that you can use to entertain your guests when they come to visit.
You have kind of a steady stream of events throughout the couple of weeks of the State Fair. What are the frequently asked questions that you get? What are you hearing most from people who come up to you after your events?
You know, I have to say Japanese beetles still remain the number one question. We've got lots of different containers. I love to do containers even though I have a large space now. So a lot of people are asking, how do I keep them looking good? What are the secrets to having good productivity or beautiful flowers? How do I get by when I'm on vacation? Plant sitter, it's called. But yeah, so mostly Japanese beetles, what's wrong with my plant? Or the pollinator garden, a lot of people are, you know, what's that plant and how easy is it to grow? And so people are looking for new and different plants as well.
So are people going to find you wandering around through here even when you're not on stage?
You bet. I appear at 10 and 2, but I stay around answering questions until they're done. The chef comes on and shows you how to cook up all these wonderful vegetables. But if you find me out and about, I'm always happy to answer questions. So I'm usually around the gardens throughout most of the day.
Melinda Myers, we'll see you at the fair.
He sounds good, Mitch.
Melinda Myers is our gardening contributor, and she's the author of numerous books on gardening. She's the host of Melinda's Garden Moments on television and a series of gardening courses on DVD.
She will be at the State Fair at 10 and 2 every day, presenting garden spaces for everyone and every purpose. There's more information and a complete schedule at WUWM.com.